Choice Tunes, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2pm, with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes, and you know what we do there? We invite in somebody that's involved in the community. We find out all about their life and also the music that's played a part of their life, because music's part of all of our lives, and when we hear a song, it brings back great memories. So it's my pleasure to introduce Jan Burney. Now, a lot of people will know Jan because she's currently the president of the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. She's been around the area for some time, I think, but we're going to find out more about it. And first of all, I'll say hello to her dad, John. I hope you're going along well, John. So welcome, Jan.
Thank you, Alan.
It's great to have you along. So we always like to know a little bit about the people that come into Choice Tunes. So whereabouts were you born, Jan?
I was born in Caulfield.
Caulfield?
Yes.
So how long? Oh, pardon me. How long did you stay in Caulfield?
Not very long at all. That was the hospital I was born in, and I think my parents were... Dad, can you tell me? I think they it's somewhere around Bentley or something like that. They were in a little flat as honeymooners, and I came along pretty quickly, and they were building a house at the time in Springvale. So that's really where...
Springvale.
Yes.
Pardon me. So how long were you in Springvale?
A long time. I think I was, I'd say about 18 or 19 before I moved with my parents. We were in the family home and then to another family home in Berwick.
In Berwick.
And, yeah.
So how long did you stay at Berwick?
Probably a couple of years, yeah. So at that time I got married and...
We moved out
and we moved to where I am right now.
And so you've been in Millgrove all the rest, all
yes,
that time?
Yes, same house.
Shouldn't say all that time because it's probably not
yes,
long.
Yes, I'm so
ago.
Young, no.
It's a bit rude of me to say that.
Not true.
All right, so we don't worry about school because everybody went to school and uni and all that sort of stuff. So what was your first part-time job?
Oh, okay, I was in an ice cream parlour at Parkmore Shopping Centre in Keysborough, and I had to wear a lime green milkmaid dress with a white bib and a little Bo Peep hat. And, it was... I got teased a lot for that uniform by all my friends that came around, and it was pretty hard work getting into those ice cream scooper...
And cold work.
Yes, cold, but it was fun. And I eventually mastered the soft serve machine because you've got to swirl it and then get that blob right at the top. Yeah, yes.
All right, so what was your first full-time job, Jen?
My first full-time job was in a very small legal practice in Springvale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And how long were you there?
I would have been there about... 3.5, maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting. All my jobs I find interesting.
Well, that's good. Well, they say if you enjoy your work, you never work a day in your life, do you?
That's true, yeah.
So what happened after legal practice? You were there for a while? What did you do?
Yes, I had some great... What did I do after that?
Yep.
I went into the family business. So my parents had a fashion house at the time called... Jonathan Apple, and they had another label called Lee St. John. Oh. So I would have been around 20 or so at that time.
Yeah. When you say, what were they selling?
Ladies' fashion.
And, yes. And was it a retail outlet or a wholesale outlet?
No, thanks. That's a really good question. They were manufacturers, and that was back in the day when we manufactured
in
Australia,
yeah.
Victoria.
We don't do that very
don't
often.
Don't do that now.
All right. The cause and dreams. Why did you pick that?
Well, I chose that because I feel that siblings really do harmonise beautifully together, and it was an ode to, well, they can and they cannot, can't they?
But, well, that's not always.
well, singing wise, I think that they harmonise beautifully, yep. And it's an ode to my Irish history.
Righto, let's listen to it. I should ask you, and I do have Jan Burney with me, and she's a local resident, and at the moment she's also the president of the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. I should say, what was it like working for your dad? But I don't start, I won't get down there. But at some stage of the game, you've also been in a lighting business, is that right, as a small business owner?
That's right, yes, yes.
So how long were you in that?
I was in that for 20 years, and that was retail, and, that was... I mean, I have a great appreciation for lights now. Any time I walk into a room, I look at lights or lamps and think, yeah, that's good, that's not, that's...
And that was in a retail environment?
Yes, it was.
Jan, you're the president of the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. How long have you been in Rotary?
Oh, well, look, I've always had a knowledge and insight, because of my father. Yeah. But myself, I probably would say that it would be at least 6 years, maybe a bit longer.
And what made you get involved in Rotary? Or was it your dad?
Well... Column A, column B. I was involved and am still a little bit involved with a charity that was founded by the Rotary Club of Endeavour Hills at the time called Disaster Aid Australia.
Yeah.
It's now merged with Greater Dandenong, so it's Rotary Club of Greater Dandenong and Endeavour Hills.
Yeah.
And because that was so affiliated with Rotary, a lovely man called Martin Pater said, Jan...
Who has just retired from Rotary.
Yeah, after so many years. Hello, Marty. Yeah, he's amazing. So he said, Jan, you should really join Rotary. And you kind of don't say no to Marty.
No, you don't, do you? I know, Marty. What would you say has been your highlight in Rotary?
I don't know whether this is the corny answer. There's a lot of really good things that get done through the organisation, both locally and internationally. But as my father says, and anyone who's thinking about Rotary, he says, and I agree, you meet some of the nicest people you'll ever meet Rotary.
Yeah. And we will get Jan back in because we really want to do a story on Rotary, but we'll do it probably in February. Jan, Nana Muscuri, White Roses of Athens. Why did you pick that?
Well, I've got a pretty eclectic background in music, and it's often picked up when you're younger through your parents. And so this is an ode to my Greek heritage and the influences that my parents have
given
me.
Let's play it.
Now you
talking with a local resident, Jan Burney, who happens to be the president of the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra. Now, Jan, we like to ask some really tough questions every now and again just to keep people on their toes. What was the first car you ever bought yourself?
A Celica Toyota. I just saw one last night, actually, yeah. The same model. It was actually my mum's car and I bought it off her, and it had a hotted up exhaust, so it had a really nice note.
Made a bit of a noise.
Yeah, it was a manual, and you know that sleek design, yeah. That a two-door metallic green. I thought it was pretty cool in that.
And so your mum was driving around in a hotted up car, really?
Yes, she was. Yep. So...
Righto, Rod Stewart, You're In My Heart. Why did you pick that?
Well, that was the first album that was ever given to me, and albums were so expensive, you know, at that time when I was the age of 16, and a second cousin called Connor McDermott Rowe, who was living in Australia at the time, he's back in Ireland now, bought it for me as a gift for my... It was the night of my deb, and, you know, just love Rod Stewart ever since.
I've got to ask you, have you still got it?
I don't. I thought about that and I thought, where the heck is it? I should check Mum and Dad's record collection. Maybe it's in there.
I've still got the first LP I bought.
I wish I did.
You better ask John, you better have a look. All right, let's play it. Jan, you're also, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, the Milgrove Action Group, you're involved with them, and you've got a couple of other jobs that you're doing. But if I said to you today, don't worry about qualifications, don't worry about where it is in the world, anything like that, what job would you really love to have? I mean, you'll probably never get it. It may be the President of the United States, although I wouldn't want that in a fit. But is there any job that you would really love to have got?
I'm pretty happy with everything that I've done. I really do believe I like face-to-face stuff with people. So, look, maybe a job where I could do a bit more mentoring would be a job that I would like, yeah.
When you say mentoring about life skills or retail sales or what sort of mentoring are you talking about?
I really think that life skills and work go hand in hand because that's what you bring to... We spend a lot of time at work.
Yep.
So it'd be... a bit of both because you have the tricks of the trade that you learn along the way about anything, displaying something, communicating something, collecting money from people, that type of
thing.
I just try and make it easier for somebody so they don't have to learn all the lessons the hard way.
Right, The Clash, The Guns of Brixton.
Yeah.
Did you pick that one?
Look, that was around the 80s, a song that we were listening to, and it was, it's just really got a powerful message behind it, and it came out of an incident that happened in England, and it's about, you know, human injustices. So, yeah.
Let's listen. Jan, part of what you're doing at the moment as a volunteer and locally, and we'll do a little bit of paid work for us, Millgrove Action Group. And I believe they've got something coming up. You were talking to Cindy McLeish about it.
Yes, just this morning I sent Cindy an email, so it was great to say hello to her.
Walk in the door.
Perfect timing, synergy. We're having an open day, and it is at the site of the Millgrove CFA. It's between 10 and 2. There's lots of free children's activities, face painting, music, what else is there? Magic show, bubble show. And the real emphasis behind the fun is also awareness about resilience and disaster preparedness.
Getting ready for the bushfires. Hopefully not.
But yep. This is where we live.
All right. Ed Cooper, Real Wildlife. I'm intrigued to know whether this is because you like the song or whether there's a real wildlife part of your life.
Well, I did have influences around me that were real wild.
Weren't real good?
Real wild. Oh, well, you know, I've survived it quite well, so not too bad. But it's also about the excesses, isn't it, of the 80s and how we were just all in it and all loving it. So he sums it up beautifully, I think.
Let's listen.
Yeah. message out on Yarra Valley FM through station sponsorship. Our listeners want to hear about your business so they can support you while you support us. We're a not-for-profit organisation run mostly by volunteers and serving our local community with an independent voice. We also give local people the opportunity to learn valuable media skills. Details of our sponsorship packages are on our Promote Your Business page at yarravalleyfm.org.au or call us on 5961 5999 and let us tell the Yarra Valley and beyond about your business.
Jan, this is going to put the pressure on you. And I know you joined Rotary, A, because of your dad and because of the great things they do. But for you personally, what's the best thing that you've got out of Rotary? And don't say just friendship, because that's too easy.
What's the best thing? I guess skills in presenting and, running meetings and working with different groups.
Yeah. Is this your first shot at being president?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yep.
I shouldn't ask you, because there could be some listening. How are you finding it?
It's fine, yeah. We're a very small group, a very active, committed group. There's some people who, they might be in Rotary, but not as involved in day-to-day running. So we're a tiny group of 10. We are what we call in the rebuilding stage. So anybody out there who's interested or just even thinking about it, please do get in contact, Upper Yarra Rotary Club.
And we'll be talking to you about that early in the year. We'll see if we can't get you some members. Wendy Matthews, The Day You Went Away. Why?
Yeah, because this is a beautiful song that one of my cousins, Julie O'Reilly, sung at my paternal grandmother's funeral, and I love it. And it just came to me going through this list, and I read a book recently through my book club, and a comment was put, life is full of hellos and goodbyes, and I just think that that's what this song sums up.
Let's listen.
The day you went away.
back to your side. Hey, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's as blue as your goodbye. And I thought that it would rain on a day like today. Hey, there's not a cloud in sight. It's as blue.
Jan, happy. Well, that's immediately tells me this is a good song. Pharrell Williams, why?
Well, because life is a choice and I'd rather choose to be happy than sad.
I think that sounds terrific to me.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Jan, you can't do better than have happiness in your life, can you?
So true,
that's
yes.
That's the way to go. Jan, first of all, thank you for being part of Choice Tunes. When people see you out doing the sausage sizzles or whatever Rotary are doing to raise money and down at this Milgrave Action Group this Sunday, they'll know a bit more about Jan. So thank you for being part of it. I hope you enjoyed looking back through your life, because that's what this music's about. It's not the CD you'd play in the car today or that it would be your favourite song. It's all about delving into your past and bringing up the memories and then sharing them with us as to why you picked the song. So
yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I really enjoy it. Now, we're going to get you back early next year, as I said, probably February, so we can talk about Rotary, because Rotary, like every organisation, is always looking for new members. It's a great opportunity to get involved with Rotary. You could do a lot worse. And bear in mind that with most of Rotary, other than to cover just a few expenses, is none of the administration gets paid for. The poorer Rotarian pays for all that, don't they, Jan?
Yep.
Jan, it's been a pleasure. And I'm just intrigued. We brushed over it a little bit quite early that... We were talking about this, your family business that's involved in manufacturing, but I didn't realise, because it seemed to have changed its name, or I didn't pick up the name. So this business that your mum and dad started has been in the family for over 40 years.
Yes, about 44 years now. So
and still going strong.
Still going strong. We've moved into uniforms. So Jonathan Apple was a younger person's high fashion label, and Lee St. John was the more mature, and that's now what's being our uniform label. And so it was named after my parents. They made up the name, so I always say, you know, Lee was my mum's name and John is my father's name, but he's no saint.
Oh, she's in a John, not me.
It's just a joke. It's a joke.
Anyway, look, Jan, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you. Have you got any sausage sizzles coming up between now and Christmas?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, because I'm wearing two caps on Sunday, and if my children and grandchildren come on Sunday, I'll be wearing three. The Rotary Club of Upper Yarra is doing the sausage sizzle at the open day for MRAG.
And that's this Sunday?
29th of October between 10 and 2, Milgrove CFA.
Can't do about that. Look, go along, support them. And as I said before, all the money that Rotary gets goes back into the neighbourhood or something overseas. But it's all well spent. Thank you very much. And I look forward to talking to you all on Sunday afternoon between 12 and 3.